This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The success of American agriculture industry is directly linked to our ability to engage in free, fair, and enforceable trade with partners from around the globe. To continue supporting Illinois agriculture, our farmers need trade agreements that align with the reality of modern agriculture and the 21st century economy. Illinois Farm Bureau supports the passage of such agreements that will open markets for our farmers and their agricultural products. We need signed and ratified agreements to ensure that American agriculture has a strong foothold within the global marketplace. In this very moment, all hands are on deck to get the U.S. Congress to ratify the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or the USMCA. The Illinois Farm Bureau has been working diligently towards its ratification, or as we say, all hands on deck. Through our efforts, more than 1,600 Illinois Farm Bureau members have made more than 6,000 contacts to their congressmen, both U.S. senators, and Speaker Pelosi. Illinois Farm Bureau leadership, including our president, vice president, and national legislative team, have participated in multiple fly-ins to D.C. to amplify the need for swift ratification of the USMCA. We've spoken face-to-face with lawmakers, including members of the Illinois General Assembly, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and additional legislators, to stress the need for trade with our closest neighbors. Our communications team has fielded nonstop media interview requests from national media outlets in the spring and summer months. In fulfilling these requests from journalists at ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox Business News, Rolling Stone, Wall Street Journal, and more, we have kept farmers' livelihoods on the minds of decision makers in Washington, D.C. and Springfield. Illinois has much to gain from USMCA ratification. Canada and Mexico are responsible for a 29% and a 14% market share of all Illinois exports, respectively. For Illinois agriculture, Canada accounts for 18% of all Illinois agricultural exports, and Mexico accounts for 10%. With Canada and Mexico alone, Illinois farmers export 40% of their corn, 13% of their beef, and 34% of their pork to the two countries. And not only will this agreement help businesses in each of its most important sectors, including agricultural expansion into new international markets, it invests heavily in the manufacturing sector, which has vast benefits for businesses and consumers statewide. USMCA preserves zero tariffs and includes strong provisions that would help level the playing field for farmers, manufacturers, and workers, ensuring more products are made right here in Illinois and across America. As combines continue to harvest the 2019 crop, concluding a season of extreme weather challenges, Illinois farmers need certainty. We need markets for our corn, soybeans, wheat, and the list goes on. Fortunately, in the past few weeks, several wins on the trade front have come to pass. After 18 months in limbo, the latest news of a partial trade agreement with China was both significant and celebratory. This limited deal is a step in the right direction, though current tariffs remain in place. There is more work to be done as details of this mini deal come to light. Additionally, a signed trade agreement with Japan, our fourth largest export market, also holds promise for advantageous trade benefits between our two nations. With progress being made on the U.S.-China trade war and other international relationships, the biggest priority on the table is USMCA ratification. Distractions of the election year, party divisions, and impeachment proceedings will not deter us from getting this message across. Generations of farmers and their livelihoods depend on the action we take now, together, to get this done. Women are active advocates for agriculture and successful business owners interested in filling leadership roles, according to a new Farm Bureau survey. A majority of those surveyed, 91%, also believe there should be more women in leadership roles in the industry. More than 3,000 women completed the informal survey online, which was conducted to determine the goals and achievements of women in agriculture. Women play a vital role in modern farming and ranching, said Sherry Saylor, an Arizona farmer and chair of the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee. They hope to use the survey results to drive their program of work and also give women their voice and help make them even more of an impact on their communities. More than 50% of the women surveyed have started their own business that's still in operation. 25% have not started a business but indicated that they would like to do so in the future. Respondents cited prioritizing and finding time to accomplish tasks, acquiring financial support, and marketing plan development as their top business challenges. Respondents ranked communicating effectively, inspiring and motivating others, and managing conflict among the most important leadership skills for women in agriculture. Another top-line finding of the survey was that 70% of respondents are leaders at the local level, 50% are leaders at the state level, and 26% are leaders at the national level. All women who are farmers, ranchers, farm ranch employees, employed in agricultural businesses, pursuing ag-related higher education, or supportive of agriculture in any other ways were invited to participate in the survey. Full survey results, including comparisons to the initial Women in Ag survey conducted in 2015, are available online at fb.org/women. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members and their children are encouraged to apply for 76 college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500, will be awarded in total of $118,000 for the 2020-2021 school year. Students may apply for a variety of scholarships, including three IAA Foundation top scholarships, where winners will each receive $5,000 awards. Another $7,500 award goes to the Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership Scholarship winner. In addition to family scholarships often established to honor the memory of a loved one, the IAA Foundation offers scholarships on behalf of organizations such as Prairie Farms Dairy. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academics, leadership, and community involvement. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of available scholarships and eligibility guidelines is available on the Foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. The application opens December 1st and must be completed online by February 1st, 2020. For more information, contact the IAA Foundation at 309-557-2232 or email Jennifer Smith at jsmith@ilfb.org. The mission of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm, is to fund education, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.